Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The body, the total body and the individual body are the same composition, may figuratively be called original tree. From this tree, which fully depends on the ground of material nature, comes two kind of fruit, the enjoyment and happiness, and the suffering of distress. The cause of the tree forming its three roots is association with the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. The fruits of bodily happiness have four tastes, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, which are experienced through five senses for acquiring knowledge in the midst of six circumstances, lamentation, illusion, old age, death, hunger and thirst. The seven layers of bark covering the tree are skin, blood, muscle, fat, bone, marrow and semen, and eight branches of the tree are the five gross and three subtle elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. The tree of the body has nine hollows, the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the mouth, the rectum and the genital, and 10 leaves, the 10 air passing through the body. In this tree of the body there are two birds. That's very, very important line which is glorified by demigods here. After all this, he said, this is very important. Prabhupada will explain in the purport as well. In this tree of the body, there are two birds. One is the individual soul and the other is the super soul. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. I like to read the whole purport sometime, you know. People skip, but I like to read. It's very nice purport. I mean, I like to read all, every time the whole purport, even if it's long. The material body is composed of five principal elements: earth, water, fire, air and ether, all of which are emanation from Krishna. Although materialistic scientists may accept these five primary elements as a cause of material manifestation, these elements, if the gross and subtle states, are produced by Krishna, whose marginal potency also produce the living entities working within this material world. The seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita clearly states that the entire cosmic manifestation is a combination of two of Krishna's energies, the superior energy and the inferior energy. The living entities are the superior energy and the inanimate material elements are his inferior energy. In the dormant stage, everything rests in Krishna. Many scientists cannot give such a thorough analysis of material structure of the body. The analysis of material scientists concern itself only with inanimate matter, but this is inadequate because the living entity is completely separate from the material body. Structure in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Apraam itiste anyam prithim vide me param ji bhutam mahabaho jijedam dharyate jagat. Beside this, the inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjun, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with the material nature and are sustaining the universe. Although the material elements emanate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they are separated elements and are sustained by the living elements. As indicated by the word Dvi Khaga, the elements within the body resembles two birds in a tree. Kha means sky and ga means one who flies. Thus the word dvikhava refers to the birds. In the tree of the body there are two birds or two living elements and they are always different. In Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, Kshetragya cha mam vidhi sarva kshetrishu bharata. O son of Bharata, one should understand that I am also the knower of in all the bodies. The Kshetrajna, the owner of the body, is called the Khaga, the living entity. Within the body, there are two such Kshetrajna, the individual soul and the super soul. The individual soul is the owner of his individual body, but the super soul is present within the bodies of all living entities. Such a thorough analysis and understanding of the bodily structure cannot be obtained anywhere but in the Vedic literature. When two birds enter a tree, one may foolishly think that the birds become one or the merge with the tree, but actually they do not. Rather, each bird keeps its individual identity. Similarly, the individual soul and the super soul do not become one. Very important line. Every line of Prabhupada is important. Certain things are really very powerful, means a lot. On that line you can speak a lot. This is one of the line. Similar individual soul and the super soul do not become one, nor do they merge with matter. The living entity lives close to matter, but this does not mean that he merges or mixes with asangohi anya purusha. Although material scientists mistakenly see the organic and inorganic, or animate or inanimate, to be mixed, Vedic knowledge has kept imprisoned or concealed, but every human being needs to understand it is truth. The modern civilization of ignorance is simply engaged in analyzing the body, and thus people come to the erroneous conclusion that the living force within the body is generated under certain element conditions. People have no information of soul, but this verse gives the perfect explanation that there are two living forces, dvi khaga, the individual soul and the super soul. The super soul is present in every body, Isha Sarva Bhutanam Hirdeshu Arjun Tishthati, whereas the individual soul is situated only in his own body, Dehi, and is transmigrating from one body to another body. Om Agyante Birandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Milatam Yen Tasmay Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swam Rukadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shimat Bhakti Vidan Swami Nitanamne Namaste Saswati Deve Gorvani Prachane Nirvishe Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskritam Chandrottam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jam Diriyat. Vancha Kalpataru Vyashkripa Sindhu Vepichapatitana Pavne Vyashna Vepinamunma. Nashta Prayasha Badrashu Nityam Bhagavaseva Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Giriraj Swaminiti Namane. Now this is the lot to one can discuss on this particular purport and the verse. But I'll try to keep it very brief, because we can talk hours on this one verse. There's a lot of knowledge in this verse. First of all, demigods are very fortunate at this particular point. Now, demigods, there are 330 million Devi Devatas. When we say Teti Koti, there's something new which has come up now with WhatsApp and this internet and all this, because a general people cannot understand. Because they are not taking shelter of the scriptures with their own mental speculations. They are thinking, in Sanskrit one word is called koti, mean types. So they think there's only 33 types or demigods. They have can be there 330 million. So they cannot grasp. So actually there are 330 million. 33 crore. Now these demigods, they are different administrator in the universe, in the material world. And Krishna explains in Gita, Name Vidu Surgana Na Maharishya. Even demigods cannot understand me. Even big rishis, munis, yogis, meditators, they meditate for thousands and thousands of years. Even they cannot understand me. Now demigods being the administrator, different departments in the universe, when they are in some trouble, they approach Krishna. They approach Lord Vishnu. But they cannot enter Vaikuntha planet. So how do they approach? So their approach is only up to the Kheer Sagar, the milk ocean. Prabhupada explains we have got salt ocean here in this planet. So there are different oceans in the different universes, different planets, different universes. And when demigods are in any trouble to administrate this material, if there is any kind of disturbance and they need assistance from the Supreme Personality, so they only go up to the Kheer Sagar. And in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains, so that when they approached Krishna, this Kheer Sagar, this time when earth was overburdened, so with the Kansa and his associates, so when they approach, so they offer prayers which is called Purusha Sukta prayers. So when they offer these prayers, even they were offering prayers, but even then Vishnu does not appear. They are not seeing Krishna. Krishna is his home name, his personal life. So whenever he sees as a Vishnu first. And even Vishnu, it's not so easy to see him. That's why people think God is some sort of light. They cannot see him. They were offering prayers. But then Brahma, who is one of the Mahajana, Shambhanarda Shambhu, Kumar Kaplo Muni, Prahlad Janako Bhishma, Balir Vyas Kirvayam, the 12 personalities, or GBCs, governing body, for Krishna. So then Brahma, he sat down and he meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So when he meditated, he did not meditate on some sort of light in his heart. He meditated on the person, that is Vishnu. So then Krishna revealed to Brahma, all right, I will appear. I'll appear in Yadu dynasty. I've already promised Sutta and Prishni and all my other associates with all my entourage, I will come. So the demigods were very pleased. So Brahma he instructed all these demigods, all right, now be prepared. Krishna is appearing. And he's appearing in Mathura. So demigods were very pleased. And eventually when Krishna has planned, when he came, one of the most important limb, you know that, what is the five elements of bhakti? First is sadhu sangha. And nam sankirtan. Sorry, what is it? How do you do it? Nam sankirtan. Bhagavad shravana. No, Mathuravas, yes. Yes. So one of the element is Mathuravas. So now Krishna is appearing in Mathura. How many people been to Mathura? Can you lift your hands? So you went to right next to the mosque, isn't it? You think that's Krishna appeared there? Krishna did not appear there. That's not the original spot. This is just new constructed temple by Birla. Because in order to compete with the Eidgah Mosque. So the real place is actually just behind. So when you go, I got all this whole paperwork. The case is going on. So 1951, Birla, he just constructed temple next to the mosque. So this is not actually the spot. So all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and devotees who are normal residents over there. And Vrindavan and Mathura, people are locals, so they know this is not original place. So original place is just behind. There's a one pond over there. I'm trying to be, please be patient, because a lot of things we can discuss on this particular matter. It's very important as well. I may take a little longer class, little 10, 15 minutes more. So just behind is the Keshavji temple. So Sisodia Brahman, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Mathura, so he went to Vishram Ghat. Before even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, he went to the Vishram Ghat too. So Vishram Ghat is a very important spot. And this is where Sisodia Brahman, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the devotion of Sisodia Brahman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately he felt, oh, who is this person? So this is then he realized that, you know, a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He said, oh, who else can manifest this sort of devotion? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying, and they embraced each other. And then Sisodia Brahman invited him, let's go. So then he took him to the Keshavji temple. So Keshavji temple is not this Keshavji temple. Keshavji temple is just behind the original deity which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taken darshan of. So this is on, I don't know how it is, if the main, now the new temple, which is entrance is this, so this is on this side. And just behind it, there is a place. The whole thing is covered up. There's a pond, and that above the pond, there is actually temple of the actual prison spot where the prison used to be. Now it's all underground. But they have made the temple of Devaki Vasudev. And so in that prison, that spot, the demigods are appearing. The demigods are so fortunate this time, Krishna is letting them come and taking darshan directly. How fortunate it is that demigods who are unable to see Krishna, here Krishna is so merciful, he's letting them come. And demigods are singing, offering, wow, this is jubilant. How can they miss a chance of seeing Krishna? Because Krishna is unable. They cannot see Krishna. And now they're seeing Krishna. They're not even seeing, they're glorifying Krishna. And same thing happened in Navdweep. Demigod used to appear in Sachimata's house. And they used to sing. They used to sing their glories. And Sachimata used to see, who are these personalities? So here, when they're singing these prayers, now they are clearing on a very important point over here. This point is so important for one's spiritual life. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Praptate Vasudev Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sa Durlab. There can be so many Mahatmas. There are so many Mahatmas too. Prabhupada, I was just listening lecture yesterday or day for yesterday. Prabhupada was speaking at the Kumbh Mela. And Prabhupada is telling his disciples. He said, yes, there are so many Mahatmas. But he said, they are Mayavadis. They are not real Mahatmas. Yes, they have come to the point that we are not this body. They may be talking about the Atma, but they have not come to the conclusion what Atma is. Now in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned 2 points. I mean, other points, but major 2 points. 1 point, Prabhupada is explaining the materialistic people, scientists, they cannot understand about Atma. They got no knowledge about Atma. They are simply engrossed with the material body. And when His Holiness Srup Damodar Maharaj, when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada immediately said, you are a Manipuri devotee, you are a Vaishnava, natural Vaishnava, what are you doing? He said, I'm a scientist, and I'm now living in practicing science, you know, this whatever, you know, scientist as a scientist in America. Prabhupada said, what are you doing? you are a scientist, but you should be taught by the science of Krishna consciousness. And you are a naturally, Manipur means naturally Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, devotee. And Dr. Singh, his name used to be a scientist. So momently when he came to meet Prabhupada, he never went back. Like Mother Kulangana, he said when she followed the Harinam on the Oxford Street, I don't know how many years ago, she said, I saw these people are very happy, let me follow them. So she said, I followed them and I went to the Soho Street and they were taking prasadam and I sat down, started taking prasadam and she never left. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So, Maharaj, he came and when his Holiness Srup Damodar Maharaj, when he was told by Prabhupada, he said, what are you doing over there? You should preach to the scientists. So he said, fine. So one day, he was in some sort of seminar and said they were explaining in the seminar of these scientists where Mr. Singh, his name used to be, where he was sitting, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a young scientist. And when they were explaining the different elements of the material body, your body is made of this, body is made of this, this combination, I even don't know. But when they were talking about these combinations, so he asked a question, he raised his hands, he said, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. He said, so if I will provide you these elements, will you produce life? They said, they can't. He said, then why are you talking about? That means you're wrong. So he defeated them. So Prabhupada said that there is, to the modern world has to be taught. Now this particular verse is very clearly explaining how material body is made of. Very clear description. Demigods are explaining to Krishna. Now why are they explaining this to Krishna now? Because the reason they are explaining to Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Janam karam chamid divyam yoveti tatvata tektva deham punarjanineti mameti sokondaya. He Arjun, he son of Kunti, that Janam karam chamid divyam, my birth is divine. They are not like birth of ordinary people. So why Mayavadis these days, they think that Krishna is one of like them. There's a God, he come as a Ram, then he dies, then he goes, then he come as a Krishna, then he dies, then he goes. He's the same person. Yes, he's the same person. Yes, we accept. But they think that he come like us and he dies like us. And he's like one of us. It's like a king goes to a prison house. So if you start thinking that, well, king is one of the prisoners, it's a foolishness. So now, demigods are specifically explaining the actually how this body of, I mean, the materialistic person, how the body is becoming, pus, urine and stool. The elements over here, he's explaining, they compared this body to a tree. And how it's got different 9 holes. And the whole, I mean, you all have heard this verse. I've explained to you a long verse, so I won't repeat the whole thing again. But you can read when you go home, in your room, and this verse again. And it very clearly explains how the layers of the body is, how everything is structured. Now, in this body, to the materialistic people, it is explained that this is how the body is made of. Now, second thing is to the spiritualist people who are looking for the spiritual life. To them, it is something is very important in this world, which I mentioned over here, right in the last line, the chadi dvi khago hi adi briksha dvi khago. Khaga mean birds. Anybody who knows Hindi, they know khaga. Khaga mean birds. So dvi khaga, 2 birds, not 1 bird. Now, very important point over here is, the most important point over here is, why we are here? We are here for spiritual life, isn't it? We are. Otherwise, one could be, at the moment we are sitting here, now people are rushing, going toward work, going to the Shishi Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. Now the important point which Devi Devatas, all 33 crore Devi Devatas are saying to Krishna, Krishna, your body is not like this. Ordinary people's body is made of pus, urine and stool. Hang on this tree, but in this tree there are two things over on this tree. Two birds are sitting on this tree, not one. Now this is where the Mayavadis are confused. Mayavadis, they are chanting two things. They call it so aham and so hung. The words so hung, so hung, and Shiva ite chol Shivoham. I am Shiva, you are Shiva. You are God, I am God. So they say one. They always say one. Mayavadis, you see some of Mayavadi gurus, they keep one Mayavadi guru in Punjab. He's got one finger and he put it right up here. You know, he sits like that. He gave a very big pose to his disciples like this. And what does that mean? He said, we all are one, and right up here, they concentrate Brahmarandra. So their whole concentration is soham. So what do? So they meditate on this word, one soham word, like in Kali Yuga it is mentioned, Harinam, 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 Evi Kevalam, Kalonas, Tevanas, Tevanas, Tevgati Ranyatha. So it is mentioned that in Kali Yuga, the Harinam, 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 He Kevalam. That's why it is, they know that name has to be chanted. But Mayavadi, they chant Soham. And even Vrindavan, you go right next to my house, just literally 3-4 minutes away from my house, there's a big ashram. So the ashram name is Soham. Prabhupada said there are so many Mayavadis, even in Vrindavan, you will see. There are. And when, now, why this point is so important? Soham means you are same, I am same. You are same, I am same. So they think by meditating like this, at the time of death, they will merge one with God. They will merge one with Krishna, not Krishna. They don't know about Krishna. Yen rindaksha bimukti manana abhishuddha buddha. Very important point over here. Because they think Krishna is just like us. Or the guru is above Krishna. Or the light is above Krishna. So they think there is something above Krishna. Yes, Krishna is God, but there is something above Krishna. And that's what their ultimate goal is. Now, demigods has said no, there's no one, there are two. So if you go to South India, if you go to any Vishnu's murti, have you seen Lord Vishnu like this? Ramanujacharya, he explained, he never said Ramanujacharya, he said no. Everything is not one. There are two. So Vaishnavacharyas, they always say two. And when they say two, and that particular two, where do they get this reference from? All sadhus are saying one. But when the Vaishnav sadhus come, they say, no. I'm sorry, sir. It's not one. Why? Because right up here in this prayer by Devi Devatas, who are actually knower of, they are intelligent people. Otherwise, how couldn't they run this universe? So they must have some intelligence. They must have some brain. And right up here they say, the chadi dvi khagohi adi briksha. There are two birds. One is you, individual, who is the soul. And another one is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Dvi khaga. So they are saying, the demigods are saying, Devi Devatas are saying here. Now one is working, and this thing I tell you, when I was young, I mean, I was fortunate enough, my sister, my family, I mean, they were religious. My mother was always religious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned one thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi bhashasunle hoy sarvanash. If you hear from a Mayavadi, your spiritual life will be doomed. I've seen this practical. I'm talking about very practicality over here. I remember when you used to small, and when you go to nature school, and it was trained to the children right from the when we were young. That time was very different. 50 years, it's changed a lot. India has changed a lot now. But even when we were too young, we were trained to take a bath early in the morning. January, February, there was no geysers, there was no hot water, just cold water. You go, take a bath, quick, 1, 2, 3, done. You know, no matter what situation is. So she would tell one thing, whenever you go to nature school, you must wash your hand with the rock first. Rock, we used to have ash, you know rock. They used to make the rock. And then soap. Two things. No one. You must. Soap has to be used. This is how I was taught. No, simply water will do the work. And even they say, even here, hospital, they say use soap, you know. They say do like this, wash hand properly, you know. Otherwise, not clean. And that the way you used to tell, my mother used to tell, she said, there are two darvesh, they used to say, sitting on each of your shoulders. This is how we were taught, you know. And they come off when you are unclean. So you must be, immediately they will protect you. So we say, oh my God, you know, we've gone for, oh, we have to quickly, you know, we have to take a bath, or we have to quickly wash hands. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to lose our protectors. But actually it was talking about these two birds. Soul and the super soul. But eventually then she became influenced by Mayavadi. Some Mayavadi met, she became Mayavadi. And it was so difficult. Then she started talking about one. You believe it or not, it took me 6 years. 6 years to my mother to convince back. No. Krishna is God. It took me 6 years to convince. This is how Mayavad philosophy is so dangerous. My own father-in-law and mother-in-law, Shyamasakhi's parents, when I came 1981 to this country, my father was always used to say, he said, you are becoming religious. I told even last time, he said, why are you wasting your time with the old source of gurus and everything? Gita is conclusion of everything. And Narayan is a god. And you're wasting your time. So anyway, I was very staunch, orthodox, very born in a very religious Hindu family. And I was, myself was like, you know, you can call it whatever, strong Hindu person. So when I came, my father-in-law and mother-in-law, they were connected with the Mayavad philosophy. So I used to tell them, no, this is not the right way. The right way is our Vedas. Believe it or not, it took me 30 years to unwind them. When I came to the shelter of Prabhupada, when I read Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, I thought, wow, it's like, you won't believe it, it's like a burden it was on my shoulder, the burden. Is there a person who can teach me? Is there anybody in the world? My father, you said there is a guru, but it's very difficult to find. Who actually can, the real guru is very difficult to find, a pure devotee. What it meant was, who can really teach you about Narayan? Who can teach you about Krishna? And actually, it is very difficult. It's not easy. We are here taking as a granted. Coming to Krishna is Munushanam Sahasreshu Kashyati Yatati Siddhide Yatatam Api Siddhyanam Kashyan Mabeti Tatvata. After thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes, one come to finally worshipping here, do this puja, do this meditation, do this. Finally, one comes to, no, I've been doing this, I've been meditating this, I've been doing this, I've this. Then he comes to know, oh, Krishna Vasudev Sarvamithi. So here Prabhupada explains, Dvikhaga, sometime when the when the bird is flying, goes, if the parrot is green, but when he goes to the tree, it looks like he's merging to the tree, but actually he doesn't merge. So Mayavad philosophy that so hum, we will merge, it's not approved because you never merge. You either come here or you go to the spiritual world. And the proof of that is that four Kumars, son of Brahma, they were living in Brahmaleen. They were Brahmaleen. So people who do not want Krishna, they want to free from material life too. Yes, they can go, but they can go to Brahma Jyoti, but you have to live there alone. You can't see other, there are a lot of living entities in Brahma Jyoti, but you can't see them. Because the effulgence is so much, you can't see, and you think, I am the only one. I am so hum. I am only one. So this is what the problem is. But then four Kumars of Brahma, they were living in the Brahma Jyoti. And when they, by good fortune, when they, one day they had a fragrance of tulsi leaves from Krishna's feet, when they said, what is, where is that coming from? So Brahma Jyoti become really insignificant for them. And this is what Bhagavatam explains. Ye anrindadaksha abhimuktavane abhishuddha buddha. So people who have, they may got no knowledge about Brahma Jyoti, but abhishuddha buddha, arvindadaksha abhimuktavane na, because, but they haven't seen Krishna yet. That's what they're thinking. Brahma Jyoti is very nice. But when you experience Krishna, then you say, forget it. And then you take Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is, this is why the beauty of that is that you simply experience in this life. Mayavadis think that after the death, I will be liberated after death. But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is you don't need to wait for death. You don't need to wait for death to be liberated. Liberation is so simple. Because the moment you take Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, you start liberating yourself. Immediately we see the practical experience we are seeing. Moment you come, anybody comes to Krishna consciousness, you say, oh, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this, you leave these things. People leave their families. It's not in a devotional service, one cannot say I'm a proud, because proud word is not for us, it's a humility. But we can feel proud for our spiritual master sometime. You can be proud of Krishna consciousness. It feels pride when I'm in India, I tell in India, I say, look at this. Even Prabhupada explained. I was listening to one lecture yesterday. Prabhupada was giving lecture in Ahmedabad. And Prabhupada saying, look at these American and, young boys and girls. They may have some faults. They may not be, but they have, look what they have done. They have taken Krishna consciousness. This is their good quality. They may be feeling, because in India the suchi muchi is very important, like suchi muchi. You know suchi muchi, you understand? Purity and impurity, contamination and purity, That's what Prabhupada says. He said, when you go, he would only, because if I touch my lips, my hand become dirty, then I can't touch Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada explained, he said, they may have some faults. They may not be clean even. Prabhupada said that to the people over there. But the look they have done, their qualification is they have taken Krishna. This is their great qualification. And Krishna revealed Bhagavad Gita. He did not reveal to yogis. Naham tishthami bekunthe yoginam hirdeshiva. Tatr tishthami narada yantra gayanti madhubhakta. He said, I'm not residing in the heart of yogis. Yogis are looking for God, isn't it? But they can't see God. They go to Himalayas. Hundreds of years of tapasya. They meditate. I've been to Himalayas so many times. I've seen these people. They sit down there for 4 years. These days, in the modern, what meditation one can do? 2 hours, 3 hours, and again living in the world. Meditation is not that simple. But these people who meditate, even they can only see up to light. They cannot see God even. But even if they see God, but Krishna is saying, why can't they see God? Because Krishna says, he says, Naham tishthami Vaikunthe. I'm not in Vaikuntha and I'm not in the heart of yogis. Where are you then? Narada said, where are you? I went to Vaikuntha, I didn't see you. He said, because I'm not there. Okay, where are you? In the heart of yogis? No, I'm not there even. Tatra tishthami Narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. I am there where my devotees are chanting my glories. And wherever there is Krishna, there is a happiness. And what happens? Where in the world you can see people who are chanting and dancing so nicely? You go to the streets. No matter new bhakta comes, even a new bhakta comes. Moment you go for Harinam, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately there. You feel Krishna. That's why we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So in this world, in this particular verse, demigods are saying, hang on, material body, Krishna, your body is not material. Let us give you the description of material body here. This is the conclusion of this particular verse. Let us give you the, oh Krishna, he glorify. Krishna, they are glorifying Krishna. And he is in the womb at the moment. They are glorifying the womb of Devaki. And but you are taking birth. Your birth is not like the ordinary people. And you are individual. We are Atma, but Krishna is Paramatma. We are Brahm, like Mayavadi say, we are all Brahm. Soham, we are Brahm. But Krishna is beyond Soham. He is beyond Brahm. That's why it's called Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Param Dham. Krishna's Dham is Param. Krishna is Param Brahm. So we are very fortunate that to come to this understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. There is no truth beyond Krishna. And now what do we have to do? We only have to establish our relationship. And don't take, all right, I'm chanting for 20 years, I'm chanting for 15 years, but I need this, all these vikas come in me. I can just tremble, my body should tremble and I should be crying and all these sort of things. You know, the Chinese tree, have you seen, have anybody read about Chinese bamboo? I think I gave example on that in Gita class one evening. You know, Chinese bamboo, when you see the bamboos in India, you plant a bamboo and bamboo comes up like that within a year, 1 year, long bamboo, no problem. But Chinese bamboo is different. When you take a Chinese bamboo, you put the Chinese bamboo in the ground, you nurture it, you water it, you protect it from the extra heat and everything, you the soil should be moistened and everything, keep watering regularly without fail. Whole year you keep watering, you won't see anything happen to the branch. Then you keep watering 12 months, 13, 14, 15, 16, 1.5 year, 2 year, 2.5 year, 3 year, 3.5 year, 4, 4.5 year, 5 year. You won't see nothing. You keep watering. And after 5 years, you know what we'll see? You'll see a little shoot. You know, have you seen that now that this is the springtime is coming? You've seen the shoots coming from roses? Anybody got roses in your homes? So you go outside, you see a little shoot of rose, you know? You think, oh, my rose is coming up. Like I planted a few rose, few branches, and now the shoot's coming up. So with Chinese bamboo, the shoot comes after 5 years. If you keep looking after the fruit, the branch very nicely. And after 5 years, what happens? When the shoot comes, and immediately you start seeing, you keep watering, the shoot goes 30 feet high in 6 months. How many meters? 30 feet high in 6 months. So sometimes people say the Chinese bamboo, it goes in 6 months. No, no, no. Chinese bamboo grew 5 years and 6 months. And what did this, the Chinese bamboo done for 5 years? when you were watering, it was roots were spreading on the ground because the tree going to be very heavy. It's going to be heavy. Tall bamboo is going to come. How is going to be stable? If it'll just grow, it'll fall. So in order to the Chinese bamboo, the nature is such a nice. So Chinese bamboo took taken 5 years. So that's how we should. We should make our roots very strong. So our bhakti will come. And how do you do that? Prabhupada given very simple formula. There's no new technology, new age. Sometimes preaching, new age preaching, this preaching, bridge preaching. I mean, I'm not, you know, bridge is Krishna. Between for Krishna and you, bridge is Hare Krishna mantra. What need is there another bridge? Bridge is only one bridge. You are the jiva and that is Krishna. I want to go to Krishna. How do I do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. No need of the other bridges. This is the bridge, main bridge. Chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Associate with devotees. Take prasadam. Chant and dance. Kale dosh nide rajan hasti eko mahan guna. Last point I tell you. Krishna says, in the Bhagavatam it is explained. Kale tosh nide rajan. Nide mean, Prabhupada explained, nide mean ocean. Kale tosh, this age, this time we are living in. It says, this age, Kali Yuga, nide rajan, kale dosh, there will be faults. And how many faults? Ocean of faults. Any good quality in this age? Yes, there is one good quality. And what is that? Kirtana deva Krishnasya. Not any other kirtan. Prabhupada says, Bhagavatam explains, not a kirtan of Durga or Shiva or any other demigods or any other else. No. Kirtana deva Krishnasya. I was listening to this lecture of Prabhupada yesterday. Prabhupada said, no any other kirtan. Only Krishna kirtan, kirtana deva Krishnasya, mukt sanga param brajet. You want to be free from the miseries, anxieties. All are anxieties, isn't it? Always chinta, always worries. Everybody is worrying. No matter where you go, oh, I got worry this, I got this worry, I got this worry, I got this worry. Moment start worrying coming, striking our head, we should do one thing. All right. Worries are there? No problem. You start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the world can become a very peaceful place if they take one simple formula. And these books, Prabhupada said, I have written these books simply to convince you one thing, only one thing, that you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So our body is not material. Krishna's body is not material. We are not equal to Krishna. We are individual. Krishna is individual. Krishna is God. We are Jeev. And between Jeev and Krishna, we can have our relationship. And the relationship is process is very simple. We simply chant Hare Krishna mantra, perform devotional service, offer bhoga to Krishna. And Krishna is very pleased. So this is our very simple formula and joyful. So kindly study Prabhupada books and chant Hare Krishna. So I stop here. Anybody like to make any comment or any question?